Yetzias Mitzrayim. Pesach is around the corner. And the MS Yetzias Mitzrayim is something which is shayach every single day of the year. We have a mitzvah by day and by night. Zeichah Yetzias Mitzrayim. Try to understand in premius a little bit what this means. It would seem on the surface that Yetzias Mitzrayim is about Nisem and Mifsem, Makos. But if it was Shaykh every single day, so we're not seeing the Nisim v'Nifloy Sagluyim, although it's certainly Shaykh, as the Ramban says, that there's Nisim v'Nifloy Hanistarim. And the Makos of Mitzrayim are to be Megalda, to open our eyes to the fact that everywhere is Nisim, just Nisim Nistarim. But there's more a makim to the sinyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim b'chol yom. I'm trying to explain a little bit the kesher between Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we're going to commemorate in just a few days from now, and Yetzias Mitzrayim b'chol yom v'yom. The very big question. The very big question which is staring at us every single day. And unless we're conscious of the avoda to try to answer this question, to deal this question, it usually goes by unattended and unnoticed. And this can go on for days, years, almost your whole life. That's the question of who am I? Big question. That a person asks himself, I'm in this world, here for a purpose, I'm here for a reason. Who am I? What am I here to do? It's a question which we wish to ignore because it's such a heavy question. And really taking that question on is b'chayav us a certain way of life. When we think about tachlis, we think about purpose, we think about what it means to be me, what I have to do. It's a very daunting question. Emes is the very first thing which we do when we wake up in the morning is we address this question. Because every day is a new opportunity. And the first thing that should be on our minds when we wake up is, what's my purpose today? And so the first thing we say when we wake up in the morning is, Moideh ani lufanacha melechad kayam, shechazarta bi nishmasi. Shechazarta bi nishmasi. The first conscious thought of the morning is Shechazar to be Nishmasi. My neshama is back. And that's a big b'chayim. Because if the neshama is back, that means it has a mission to do. You look in the Svarim, what it means, where the neshama comes from. The neshama comes from a place which is called Tachas Kisei HaKavod. In Kabbalah and Deep Chassidus, what that means is that there's four Olamos, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. And we here in this Guf, in this Amba D'Shikra, this Olam Hasiya, which is like the lowest part of the Olam Hasiya, couldn't get any lower. Karka Olam. But the Neshama comes from a place, Tachas Kisei HaKavod, which is the Olam HaBriya. Very, very high place. And it's not just like one level up. Not even just two levels up. We're talking about Olamis. Each Olam is like Ein Sof compared to the one below. This Baruch Hu took this Neshama, Vayipach Ba'af Mishpach Chaim, and he sends it down to this world. And that's the first thing which we speak about. And then we make an Asher Yatzar. We recognize how frail it is to be a human being. It's a very humbling mitzias for a person to have to go to the bathroom to expel and to get rid of the waste. But then after Asher Yatzar, he reminds himself, Elokai, neshama shenasata bi tohirahi, ata verasa, ata yitzarata, tanafachte, v'ata mashama. Could be a whole tefillah about the neshama. We say this every single day. It could just be like routine. But we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what it means to be a neshama. But it's definition. I'm defining myself as a neshama. We've done it twice already. And then we come to davening. And we open up the siddur. And we say karbanos, hopefully. And before we say Shema, in the siddur HaKarbanos, we say La'olam hi'adam yirishamayim b'seisav agoloi. The siddur gives us chizak. We need to be yirishamayim. And then those big questions are there. For those who are familiar, Ma anu, ma chayenu, ma chasteinu, ma kecheinu, ma gvirasenu, ma tzidkasenu. What am I? What am I here to do? Ma anu, ma chayenu. That's the big question. And then we go on, dat, 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 levad ha-nasham ha-tahira. Asher hi asir talit in divin chesha lifnei, chi seich baidacha. Except for the neshama. Everything is hevel havolim, except for the neshama ha-tahira. Which comes from the Kisei Kavod. It will return to the Kisei Kavod because it comes from the Kisei Kavod. This is how we begin tefillah. We begin tefillah with this, which is the recognition and the knowledge that I am a chelek ha-lekamima. If it doesn't begin that way, how does a Basav Adam think he's going to stand in front of the Adon Kol HaNeshamos Melech Machem Lachem? What right does a Yid have to stand in front of the king? If he's just Basav Adam, he's no different than the cat roaming around in the streets. It's also Basav Adam. How does he make it in front of Melech Machem Lachem? How does he come in front of the Kisei HaKavod? Because he has a Neshama, which comes from there. But if not for the fact that a person, he begins his day realizing that he's a Chelek HaLekamima, then Ma'onu Mechayim. It's mamash hevel havolim. This is the reason why there's an iser. Like my brachas tells us, le'seich al hadam, that a person is not allowed to eat before he davens. Because a person has to define himself when he wakes up in the morning. What am I? Am I a neshama? Am I a guf? If he eats before he davens, that means he's making a statement that his guf before comes his neshama. If he davens before he eats, he's saying, I'm a neshama first and I'm a guf second. That's who I am. Listen to the holy words of the name of the Malach. We're going to quote two sources and then a third source from the Tzaddikim, from the Rishayim. Listen to the words of the name of the Malach in Parshas Veschana. Ki adam tzarech leilich tamid bidveikis lachshav b'romim uskal yisvarech. That a Yid needs to go always with dveikis, thinking about Hashem's greatness, and to think about the neflos, the nisim that Hashem makes. Then he writes, V'haschala lovel madriga zayis. The beginning of this madriga is tzorech mitchila lachshav b'chelek hanita l'mimal. He needs to think about the chelek, his neshama, which is given to him from above. V'ha nefesh eloi, which is his neshama. Mahi, what is this neshama? V'eich hi po'elis nisim neflos, and how this neshama is so wondrous and so amazing. As the Gemara says, that it's compared to Kadosh Baruch Hu in five ways. If a person doesn't know who he is, he doesn't know Hashem either. How is he supposed to know Kadosh Baruch Hu? Only through his neshama. If he doesn't know he's a neshama, that's the greatest tool which he has to have dveikus with Hashem, to come to know Hashem in a real way. And he teaches the pasuk, "Hishama lachosh manafshecha." Don't forget yourself. And then the Evan Ezra, he says so beautifully in his Perish Ha'arach and Shema Yislam and Aleph. Lo yucha ladas Hashem, a person cannot know Hashem, im lo yeda nafsha v'nishmaso v'gufo. If he doesn't know his own nefesh, his own neshama, and his own guf, who he is. Ki kol mi shelo yeda mahos nafsha, if a person doesn't know the essence of himself, chachmas ma'alai, what chachma does he have? Really, this is the whole seder of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. Because there's Paroi, and then there's Mitzrayim. Avadim hayinu leParo leMitzrayim. And the Mefarshim explained these are two things, not just one. There's Paro and Mitzrayim. Because every Yid is going up against two forces. One is the Yitzhara, that's called Paroi, and the other is the Guf, which is called Mitzrayim. The Yitzhara and the Guf, they work in tandem, together, to make a molchama against the neshama, that the neshama of a yid should not be nizgala. Yitzias Mitzrayim means to leave the clutches of Paro Mitzrayim is revelation of neshama. That's Leidas Yisrael. The birth of Klai Yisrael means that a neshama cracks through the guf and the Yitzhara and reveals himself, and a person knows that he's a neshama. That's what Yitzias Mitzrayim is all about. And that's why Chazal tell us we have to have Kriyat Shema and then Tefillah. Smichas Geula LeTefillah. Smichas Geula LeTefillah means you have to have a moment of Kriyat Shema, Yom Yachid Kut Shavichu, Ushma Yachad, and then the Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, And only then can you be mispala. Because if a person doesn't break through, he doesn't have a moment of ge'ula, where the neshama breaks through the guf and the yitzahara. And that's how he stands before Hashem. How can he stand before Hashem? And with this we can explain a very important question. What's the kasher between Zechi Yetzias Mitzrayim and Parshas Tzitzis? Parshas Tzitzis is where we mention Zechi Yetzias Mitzrayim. But what is Tzitzis? Gemara says Tzitzis has Tcheles. That's the Iker Tzitzis. We were Isa Maisai. The Torah instructs us, we have to look at the Tzitzis. At the Tcheles of Tzitzis. Why the Tcheles of Tzitzis? Because the Gemara says, Menachos, because the color of the Tcheles is Daim Elayam. It's blue like the ocean. And the ocean's blueness is like that of the Rekia. And the Rekia is the color of the Kisei HaKavod. And the Kisei HaKavod is the place where the Neshama comes from. So looking at the Tcheles is a reminder to a Yid, Da Me'ayin Basa, know where you came from. You come from Tachas Kisei HaKavod. So Memela, the reason why Tcheles is associated with Yetzias Mitzrayim is because since Yetzias Mitzrayim means know who you are, know that you're a Neshama, and to break through the guf, and to break through the demyonis of who you think that you are, because you're really Halig, you're really a Neshama Kedosha. Since that's what Yetzias Mitzrayim is, that's the Keshet of Tcheles. That's what Tcheles is saying. And it's a little bit of a journey to get from the Tcheles to the Kisei HaKavod, but it's also a journey for a person to realize that he's a Neshama. Person goes through many stages in life where he thinks that this is him, and then no, that's not me. And then again, he thinks that he's a Yam, and he thinks he's a Rekia, and then finally comes the Kisei HaKavod, and that's when he knows who he is. It's not that easy. It's a journey. It takes steps to get there. You have to break through Mitzrayim in order to get there. It's very nice because the Megala Mukwas quotes a Medrash, which says that the Tsar of Mitzrayim, his name is Amon Menoya. That's what the Tsar of Mitzrayim, that the this Malach, who's in charge of Mitzrayim, his name is. And he says, this Tsar of Mitzrayim is also the Tsar of the Rekia. Mitzrayim and the Rekia is one Zach. It's very nice because the Zohar says elsewhere that Mitzrayim and Rekia have the same gematria, 380. But notice what happens here. You have to go from the Tcheles to the Yam, to the Rekia, to the Kisei HaKavod. What's stopping a person from getting to the Kisei HaKavod? Rekia. Rekia is Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is stopping us from getting to the Kisei HaKavod. The Tsar of Mitzrayim is the Tsar of the Rekia. It's the same gematria. That's what's standing in front of the Kisei HaKavod. So now you have to break through the Rekia in order to come to the Kisei HaKavod, which is the Shor Hashem Hashem. And that's why it says, "Ruisa Maisa Yuzachar Tamis Kol Mitzvot Hashem Vasisa Maisa V'lo Yisasiracha Elachin Erech Mashiach Mzoinim Achrein." The Torah is telling us that if a Yid realizes that he's a Neshama Kedosha, and he truly is able to self-define. So, nothing in this world is going to be in sinus anymore. The reason why we have struggles in this world with all types of taivas and confusion is because we're caught up in the gufnis of the world. But as soon as a person realizes he's in the Shamba, that he doesn't have to fight anymore, he's way beyond. He's much higher than that. He comes from a different world. He's living in a different oil. When he realizes that he's in the Shamba, essentially, so he finds his tanugim in Torah, and Avodah, and Mitzvahs, and Chesed, and Shabbos. So if those are his pleasures, so then that's because he's in a Shama. It's only when he forgets who he is and he thinks he's a Guf that he gets distracted. And he starts to think that those Tanugim are real Tanugim, and he forgets about what the real Tanug is because he's in a Shama. And then the Shama Zachin speak to him as opposed to other things. So that's what the Pasuk says. We're Isa Maisai. If you look at the Tcheles and you remember who you are, you're going to be a Kaddish. So that's the Kesha from Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Parashat Tzitzis. What's interesting is that there are many Rebbes, like in Belz and in Tzanz and other places, where the Rebbe, he wears his talis at the Seder. Not just the Kittel, but the talis too. Because the talis is the Tzitzis, that's the Tchilis, that's the Zechin Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Zman of Cheres. Cheres means knowing who you are, freeing yourself from the clutches of the Yitzhara, freeing oneself from the clutches of the Guf, and breaking through and recognizing that a person is a Neshama. We keep coming back to Purim, not sure why. We find this by Purim too. Because you see by Purim that Mordechai, Yatza, Belovish Malchus, the Tcheles Vachur, Vateres Zav. But when Mordechai went out, and that was the Zman of Cheres, he went out with Tcheles. The moment of the Geula is associated with Tcheles. And when did that take place? That took place during Pesach. We celebrate the Nes of Purim and Adar because that's the Zman where the Goyel fell out on. But the actual Matzav, what took place on Pesach. That was their Yetzias Mitzrayim. But again, it's Mordechai. What was symbolic of that Geula was Mordechai strutting around on the horse wearing Tcheles. Baharaya. Sheshanas Yaakov, Tzahala Vesamecha, Viroisam Yachad. Tcheles Mordechai. That was the simen of the Simcha and the Tzahal of Benesa. The Tcheles of Mordechai is the simen to Yetzias Mitzrayim because the Tcheles takes us back to the Kisei Kavod. And when we break through that Rekia, that's the moment of Gula.
I'm so I have to leave. I have an appointment, but I wish I could stay. It's unbelievable what I'm saying.
Oh, Hashem, let's give it that Tzacha. That's why when we begin the Seder, we'll conclude with this. When we begin the Seder, we begin with the word Kaddish. Because Kaddish, the Maggid is screaming out to us and he's saying, V'yisim kidoishim elakechem. Kaddish means that if you understand the Indian of Tzitzis, the Indian of Tcheles, Yetzias Mitzrayim properly, then the person is Be'atzma Kaddish. Even in the beginning of the Seder, he's a Kaddish. Even before going through all the mitzvahs of Seder, he's Kaddish. Because of course the mitzvahs are mekaddishas. But the reality is that Yetzias Mitzrayim is that when a person acknowledges he's a neshama and he commits himself to live by that neshama as a neshama and he's true to his self, to his essence, like Noam Melech Melech, and Ezra taught us, that's clear sailing ahead. And listen to the way that Tiferet Shlomo teaches what we say in the Haggadah. And one of the highlights of the Haggadah is V'chol Davidar, Chayb Adon Lira Sesatzmai, Ki'ilu Hu Yatsumi Mitzayim. So this is what he writes. He quotes the Zohar, who says very similar thing along these lines. Tzarech ha'adun listak el alatzmai. The person needs to look at himself. Lama hu ba lo'ayla mazeh? Uma'ayin hu ba? Why am I in this world? Where did I come from? What is this nefesh, ruach, and neshama sheyesh bi? What tikkun do I have to make? Why am I in this world? And all the gilgulim, and he says, that's what's called b'chol dor v'dor, all the gilgulim that I have in this world. But this is how he teaches it. B'chol dor v'dor chayv adam liras es atzmai, period. In every generation, a person has to look at himself. Period. That's what the Maggid is telling us. Behold, over there, Chayv Adam Liras is Atzmai. Not just to see yourself, that is, if you live in time, to see yourself. Look at yourself. Ask yourself the question. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. It's a night of asking questions. Manishtana. Manishtana is Gematria Tcheles, by the way. But you say, Manishtana. Ma'anu, Machayenu. There's lots of ma's in the Haggadah. So I think there's 39 you say the word ma' more than any other word of the entire Megillah. I keep saying Megillah. I don't know, I'm not leaving Purim yet. In the Haggadah. In the Haggadah, there's 39. That's the big question. Ma. He has to ask himself. Liris is Atzmai. Like the Tzaddikim Taich, Parshas Re'ei. Moshe says, Re'ei Anoichi Naisi Nechalayim Brachot Tala. The Tzaddikim say, Re'ei Anoichi, period. Look at yourself. Re'ei Anoichi. Look, take a look. Take a look at who you really are. Anoichi is Gmachi Kisei. I mean, that you come from the Kisei Kavod. That's what he has to know. That's called Yetzias Mitzrayim. So, B'gamachia. B'chol d'vador chayav adam liras es atzmai is gamachia v'loy sasiru achari levav t'mechari enich. When a person knows exactly who he is, if he's mekayim b'chol d'vador chayav adam liras es atzmai, then me'meila v'loy sasiru achari levav t'mechari enich. And kihulu, ki'ilu hu yotzam mimitzayim is gamachia tzitzis. Tzitzis, it's the whole gematria of that statement. As much as the person realizes who he is a neshama, and again, we begin every day like that, and that's what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. Breaking through that guf, breaking through the Yitzhara, revealing neshama, living by neshama, that's Yetzias Mitzrayim. When you come to Har Sinai, that's a whole nother madriga. That's when you start to realize who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond. That's called Einon Mavadai. But at least the beginning of a person being Makadosh himself, the journey begins with, I'm a neshama. If a person doesn't realize that, then he hasn't even left Mitzrayim yet. He's still in Mitzrayim. We'll conclude with this last gematria. He said about Mordechai. Mordechai is Tcheles. Mordechai is the Tzadik. Mordechai is the one who understands what it means to be a neshama. Kacha yasal esha melech hafeitz bikarai. He's zechet to that covenant. That chala is reflected. It's mesuman. Its simon is in that Tcheles. So if you take a Mordechai, yatsa b'levash malchus Tcheles v'chur, atar zahav, it's 3,290. Which is gematria the entire Eser Makos. That's the whole thing. Now the question is, what is the Tcheles v'chur? That's the whole thing. Mordechai yatsa. Mordechai yatsa, that's called Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mordechai yatsa. He's yatsa because he's b'tcheles. And all of the Eser Makos was in order to bring to that. That moment of a Mordechai yatsa. It's not really about Makos. It's not really about the Nisan. It's really about the Yitzia. It's really about the Hakara that a person has, that the Nisan and the Nefilas were to serve a purpose in order to bring us out of the confinement of Mitzrayim, of Paray, which is called Yitzhahara, which is called Guf, to reveal that Neshama Hashem Yisbech should help us that as we are embarking on this journey of entering into Chodesh Nisan and coming to Pesach, each and every one of us, Bepratius, Chayv Adam Liris Asatzma, each and every Adam goes through a Yitzias Mitzrayim during this period of time. But Hashem Tov Taish, V'karva Onafshi Gyalah, Friday night we say that, Shabbos is Zecheh Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'karva Onafshi Gyalah, every single Nefesh needs a Geula. Because Shabbos is Yom HaDinishmasa, Shabbos is a day where it breaks out of the goofiness of the week, we enter to the Yom HaDinishmasa. Hashem Yisrach should help us, we should be Zeicha, to reveal who we truly are, and to be Matzliach in this journey. And when we come to that final Hakara, that'll be the Yemais HaMashiach, which we're hoping for. Amen.